One of China's southern neighbors, Bhutan, has long been known for its beauty and remoteness, but the tiny Himalayan country is fast coming into the modern world. It was just a dozen years ago that Bhutan first got television and the internet. 6 years ago, Bhutan's king at the time declared that the country would become a democracy and have its own independent media. It now has both. The world's Mary Kay Magside finds out how they're doing. In this report from the capital, Thimphu.
This is the English service of the BBS.
The Bhutan Broadcasting Service used to be radio only, in the service of the king and his government. That suited a kingdom where more than half of its 700,000 people were illiterate. But under Bhutan's new democratic system, with a population fast getting educated and urbanized, BBS Radio General Manager Kasang says it's a whole new ballgame.
The situation used to be like, whatever we give, they take it. But now people are becoming more and more demanding. They ask for, you know, issues that affects them.
So the BBS is showing less of government officials sitting around conference tables discussing policy and more field reporting.
We look at things, you know, if people are suffering, if there is a poverty, if there is no houses, if there are no water supplies, then we bring up everything.
So the government broadcaster has become a watchdog.
I think that's the role that we should be playing.
And the government is encouraging a more independent media culture in Bhutan, says Prime Minister Jigme Tinle.
The independence of media is critical to the growth and development of Bhutan's democracy. I am very happy with the way in which the media has been growing.
Even though Bhutan has moved from monarchy to democracy, the king is still revered. In fact, the former king was the one who insisted on democracy, even when his subjects begged him not to do it. He appointed an opposition leader and called for a free press. Dorji Wangchuk is media director to the current king, the son of the king who brought all these changes. Wangchuk says the former king decreed there should be at least two independent newspapers.
I would think it's mainly to do with pluralism of news. Having just one independent newspaper might be as bad as having one government newspaper.
The newsroom of one of these new papers, the Bhutan Observer, is full of young reporters. The editor, Nidrup Zangpo, is 33 and a former civil servant. He says his staff may be young, but they're learning fast and developing an investigative edge.
In fact, the government, the new political government, appreciates us. The media is growing, has been critical, it's maturing fast. We think that the media is maturing faster than most of the institutions, political institutions in the country.
For instance, not everyone in the government appreciates critical reporting. Royal Media Director Dorji Wangchuk says that can create a problem for some of Bhutan's young news media because of how they're funded.
Most of the revenue comes from government advertising, and it happens sometimes that when there are negative reports on certain government agencies, there is some backlash on the advertising revenue.
Parliament did limit live broadcasting of lawmakers debating legislation. Some Bhutanese journalists say it's because early live broadcasts showed that some legislators weren't up to speed. Still, for all this, the Bhutanese government seems serious, even principled, about wanting to give Bhutan's news media room to grow. Prime Minister Jigme Tinle says he holds a Meet the Press session for a couple of hours each month, where he and other ministers will answer any questions asked, including critical ones.
Oh, criticism is something that we have to be prepared for. And I do understand that the role of the media is not so much to praise the government for the good things that it as it does, than to point out the mistakes that the government makes. And that, therein lies their role.
It probably helps that the current king, like his father before him, wants Bhutan to have democracy and a free press. He stepped back a bit to let this happen, but his media director, Dorji Wangchuk, says he's keeping an eye on progress.
The king reads the papers.
All the papers.
Every page.
For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Thimphu, Bhutan.